When all around you are losing their employment, use your employment rights to challenge any unfair treatment to take away your job. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. In the last episode of our mini-series on forced contract changes to your contract of employment, we look at the top five financial losses you can claim for if you bring a case to an employment tribunal for the bad treatment you have suffered. This week, let's assume you've decided you're going to bring a claim for breach of contract to an employment tribunal in the UK, and you are now looking at the financial losses you can claim for, a term which simply means you are looking at the money you have lost and the costs you have incurred because your employer decided to behave badly and force you out of your job. When making a breach of contract claim in an employment tribunal, the types of financial losses you can claim for are generally those directly related to the breach of your employment contract, and your financial loss claims will focus on compensating you for the money you would have earned or expenses you would have incurred as a direct result of your employer's behaviour. So let's get into it. Here are the top five financial losses that you can claim. At number five is lost wages. This is the most common type of financial loss claimed in a breach of contract case. If the breach resulted in wrongful termination of your job or unpaid wages owed to you, you can claim for the wages you would have earned during the notice period that you were legally entitled to but didn't receive. And you can also claim for wages that were unlawfully withheld. To claim this money, you should look for payslips and pay statements, which should then detail the dates when your pay has been affected by the breach. In here, you could also include unpaid holidays, because you are legally entitled to take those holidays. And if the breach prevented you from doing that, then that is also a claim that you can make. At number four is loss of benefits. If your contract of employment included specific benefits like health insurance or pension contributions, any bonuses you would have received, or stock options, or any kind of benefit you lost because of the breach of contract, then you can claim the monetary value of these benefits in a breach of contract claim. To check what benefits you may have been receiving, again, you're going to have to go back to your payslip, which might detail any benefits with a monetary value. But you can also look at your contract of employment, you can look at emails, and you can look at appraisal documents, which may also contain information about the benefits you were receiving before you lost your job. At three are the expenses you can claim for. If you incurred expenses as a direct result of the breach, such as costs associated with job searching or relocating for a job offer that didn't then come through for you, things like bus fares or train fares or any other cost directly linked to you trying to get back into work, you might be able to claim these costs back. However, point to note here is that an employment tribunal will expect you to mitigate your losses. And what that means is that a tribunal will expect you to take all reasonable steps to keep your financial losses to a reasonable level and will expect you to justify why you incurred a particular cost at one level when you could possibly have got that cost at another level. Like, for example, buying a reasonably priced train ticket rather than the most expensive train ticket available. you will be asked questions in tribunal about your costs and the efforts you made to keep your costs to a minimum. So it's good to keep records on how your expenses have mounted up, and of course, you should keep all receipts and bank statements as evidence of the money you have spent. The second most important cost you can claim is what is called future loss of earnings. Now, in some cases, particularly where the effect of the breach of contract on you and you losing your job has long-term impacts on your career trajectory, like, for example, loss of a promotion opportunity which you were going to get, which would have increased your salary, and the difficulties you now face in getting back to the same level in any new job, then you might be able to claim for future loss of earnings. Another point to note here, however, is that claims for future loss are more complex, and they're also less common in employment tribunals, because tribunals are generally limited in the compensation they can award for breach of contract claims. That said, it's not impossible to make this claim, especially if the total amount of your claim comes to below $25,000, which is the maximum limit that an employment tribunal can award. So if you have the paperwork to prove you have lost career opportunities by being forced out of your job, then that is the evidence you will need to pursue this type of claim. And finally, at number one, did you know that you can claim damages for the emotional distress coming out of the effects of the breach of contract you have suffered? Now, although emotional distress claims are less common because typically these types of claims are not recoverable in breach of contract claims at an employment tribunal, there have been instances in civil courts, which is another name for county courts, where damages for emotional distress due to a breach of contract can be claimed, but it's not easy. This is mainly because you have to pass what is called a threshold test, which is a test determining that the psychiatric injury or illness you have suffered, which here we are calling emotional distress, was caused by a breach of duty on the part of your employer and was reasonably foreseeable to your employer, which is just another way of saying that your employer should have known that their behaviour would cause this type of injury to you. Of course, your evidence for pursuing this type of claim will be in your medical records, which you will have to produce as part of your case. So those are the five financial losses that you can claim for. There is, however, one limitation you do need to be aware of, and we've mentioned it earlier. When you're thinking of bringing a breach of contract claim, you have to note that employment tribunals have a cap on the amount of compensation they can award for breach of contract claims, which historically has been up to and not beyond £25,000. For claims exceeding this amount, or for more complex claims, which could amount to more than £25,000, these claims need to be brought to a county court instead. An employment tribunal might decide, however, to just deal with the financial loss part of your claim and then direct you to the county court to deal with the remainder of your claim, which might include your losses like future loss claims and emotional distress claims. When preparing to make a claim, you need to carefully document all your losses and how your losses are directly connected to the breach of contract. This is crucial and will involve you keeping records of unpaid wages, job search efforts, and any and all communication regarding the breach and how it affected your employment benefits. Your case will depend heavily on the evidence you provide, so gather as much relevant documentation and any witnesses who are prepared to give evidence for you, and collect those things together as part of your evidence and present that evidence when you are making your claim. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that if you are forced out of your job and you believe you have a breach of contract claim, then there are financial losses you can claim for in an employment tribunal. Whilst it can be challenging to bring your claim, particularly if you don't have legal training, the tribunal system is designed to be accessible for laypersons, meaning non-legal people, so that you can represent yourself. The key is that with careful preparation and a clear presentation of your case and your evidence, you can effectively pursue your own breach of contract claim in an employment tribunal. Remember, if you need any help with anything relating to breach of contract claims or help with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at breach of contract claims or to look at bullying or abuse which you may be suffering at work, or indeed any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the most informative Employment Rights Week that you can. Bye for now.